This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2v2 podcast.
Dave and Steve are awesome!
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
You are listening to the Retro Reprise Podcast in association with NerdyLegion.com. Here's your host, Adam S. L.
Welcome to Retro Reprise. I am Adam S. L. I have taken over the 2BT feed just for a little bit to talk to you guys. I am working on a Retro Reprise podcast here on NerdyLegion.com, but I'm working behind the scenes to get that up, and of course, while I'm working on that, Nintendo had to officially announce the Switch Lite. So I am taking over the 2BT feed to bring you guys some news and talk about the Switch Lite for just a little bit. Hopefully you guys don't mind, and I really appreciate it if you stick around. So earlier this week, Nintendo had announced the Switch Lite launching August 20th, 2019 for a price of $199.99. And I am really actually excited about this because this is going to be a couple of things that Nintendo does well. And I want to talk about some of the differences between the mainline Switch unit that's out now, what's going to be on the Switch Lite, and how this plays into Nintendo's overall business plan. They're doing something that I think is pretty common for Nintendo to do. There's a lot of people who are kind of upset with the Switch Lite announcement, and so I want to address some of those online comments as well. But this is a system that I'm really excited about, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to pick one up in August like everybody else. So the Switch Lite is going to be a dedicated handheld, and it's not going to be dockable to the television. So the big differences here is that the original Switch, the one that's out now that you can go to a store and buy right now, I think it's going for $300. It's got removable controllers, the Joy-Cons from either side of it. It can be docked to your television, and it's got features like HD rumble that are supposed to be, you know, a really fine rumble that you can feel real minute details in. Well, with the Switch Lite, they've stripped a lot of that out in order to bring it to that $199 price point, which I think is a pretty decent price for this particularly. It would be nice if it was a little bit lower, maybe in the 170s category, but $199 is doable for a lot of people, and I think a lot of people are going to pick up the Switch Lite. So what are the things that they took out from the Switch to make the Switch Lite possible? Well, it's a little bit smaller, and they got rid of the removable Joy-Con, so it's all one solid unit. And one of the things that I really like is that they replaced some of the face buttons on the left side of the controller with an actual D-pad. So for people like me who like to play retro games or like to play new games that are in retro style that make use of a D-pad, this is going to be an amazing addition and something that this really actually pushed it over the edge for me as far as wanting to get this system. They also removed the HD rumble feature, and they removed the kickstand from the back of the original Switch. None of those things I think I will miss at all. The one thing that I thought would be really nice to have would be the dockable capability, is to be able to dock this with your television so you could play on your TV. But I'm not really that butthurt about it not being able to dock, just using this as a completely portable console on its own. I think it's going to be very successful. Now, the reason why I think this is going to be successful is because Nintendo's playing up to one of their strengths, and something that not a lot of people talk about or identify with Nintendo at all, and it's what I call the secondary console. So back in 1989, Nintendo launched their Game Boy system kind of parallel to the NES, and it kind of carried over to the Super Nintendo. And then while Super Nintendo was big, they had the Game Boy Color, and then eventually the Game Boy Advance, and then they moved on to the DS line, and now they're into 3DS and 2DS XL. The thing is that Nintendo's always had sort of a mainline console, and then they've always had a handheld available. And with the Switch, they've blended those two worlds, which I think is actually a brilliant move, because now you've got a portable console and a mainline console that are sharing the same media. You don't have to break up, you know, make a division between a handheld that's using one type of media and your main console that's using a different one. So Nintendo's always maintained this sort of handheld world, and then they've had their mainline consoles. But their mainline consoles haven't always done well. The Wii U is the biggest one that people kind of refer back to, the one that came out just before the Switch. It just didn't do very well, and it wasn't a very well thought out system. But even before that, with the GameCube, most people at that time were playing, I believe, PlayStation 2. So while most people were playing PlayStation 2, Nintendo also had the DS out at that time, and a lot of PlayStation 2 players were also playing the Nintendo DS. And that's where Nintendo really seems to have the market. Even though there's that mainline console for your quote-unquote hardcore gamers, there's always been that handheld or that secondary console that's been available that people have picked up. When the Xbox 360 was out, they had made the Wii, and the Wii was cheap enough and affordable enough that a lot of households had a Wii as a secondary console. No, it's not a portable console, but it was affordable enough and unique enough with the motion controls at that time, before anybody else had gotten a hold of them, to be a unique secondary console in the same household that would have a PS3 or an Xbox 360. And that, like I said, that's where Nintendo kind of has their, it's a market that not many people think about, this secondary console market. And I think the Switch Lite is going to be exactly in that same little area, where it's a secondary console for a lot of people who are either playing PC games, Xbox One, or PS4 games. And we are on the precipice of a new console generation. And I think if Nintendo keeps on going this route, and a lot of game developers are going to stick with them, the Switch Lite is going to carry on over into the next generation as well, really being a secondary console for a lot of people. So getting back to some of the features of the Switch Lite. Now, the colors that they have available, I gotta say, I am not a big fan of. The gray is fine, but they have sort of a canary yellow and a turquoise blue color. I'm not quite sure who they're appealing to with that, because this really is kind of targeted towards the young adult. The ad is kind of interesting because it's got people, you know, going out and climbing those indoor walls, those indoor mountains with the little footholds and stuff, but they're taking a break and pulling out their Switch. I just don't know if these colors are really that appealing. They really should have gone with their Joy-Con colors, so you could get like a red one and a blue one and a black one. That'd be fine. I'll probably end up picking up the gray. That's the only one I'm really interested in. But if some place is offering a severe discount for the blue or yellow one, I would go for that. But that's probably not going to happen August 20th when these things launch. And the screen is a little bit smaller as well. That's a big difference between the original Switch and the Switch Lite. Now, battery power. It's got about a half hour longer battery life than the original Switch, which to me is fine. I think the removal of the HD rumble, and some of the other things that I think cause problems, the removable, Joy-Cons, I remember it was such a big problem with the original Switch when it had come out. People would dock them or put the Joy-Cons on upside down, and if they did, they were just screwed because they were locked in place. It would take a hammer to get them out. Screen scratching when you docked them, those are things that aren't going to be a problem on the Switch Lite. Of course, probably if you're going to get a Switch Lite, you're probably going to get a screen protector for it. And the way we knew that these were on their way was because there were leaks from companies, case companies, that were making cases for the Switch Lite. So that was something that we kind of knew this was coming, but Nintendo had finally announced it. And like I said, of course, I've been working on Retro Reprise stuff for the past week or so, and it's still a couple weeks before my channel launches on Nerdy Legion. So I had to talk about this, and I had to spend a little bit of time just talking about Nintendo and their market strategy, which I think with the Switch Lite is actually going to work in Nintendo's favor quite a bit. Well, this is just a short one, guys. I just wanted to spend a little time talk about the Switch Lite. Are you guys going to pick one up? Let me know. You can always hit me up at Retro Reprise on Twitter.com. And I want to thank everybody, NerdyLegion.com. Again, Michael, I want to thank you personally for letting me take over the 2BT feed for just a little bit. And guys, thanks for joining me, and I will talk to you in about 2 weeks.
Retro Reprise is hosted and produced by Adam S. Al, published by NerdyLegion.com. Visit youtube.com/Retro Reprise. Follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Retro Reprise. For business inquiries, email the show at retroreprisal@gmail.com. Game over.